Here's a sobering thought to chew on. Researchers believe that roughly a third of all the food we produce is never eaten. That, of course, is a huge waste of resources and energy, and it has a big impact on climate from the emissions related to all that wasted food. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions of people go hungry. As economists might say, it's a massive market failure, but it's also one that a lot of people are trying to change. You'll find some of them at an obscure new restaurant in Paris. It's part of the Freegan movement, which, in case you didn't know, is all about salvaging, free of charge, discarded but perfectly good food. Here's reporter Adeline Sia in Paris with the second of her two stories on climate-related changes in the French diet.
Head to the last stop on Metro Line 7 in Paris's 19th arrondissement. Walk across a giant, grimy square and look for a tall set of metal doors under the highway overpass. When you see the bright green painted pony, you'll know you have arrived at the Friggin Pony restaurant. It's a restaurant and an illegal squat set in a cavernous dark space, and it's as urban gritty as it gets, furnished with long wooden tables, sofas and cushions, and dim lights. The space has been serving 80 meals a night, four nights a week, on a pay-what-you-wish basis since it opened last November. And its menu is basically created out of food that's too old to sell, but still good to eat. That's the idea behind the name, Freegan. I've been feeding myself like this for years, says Aladin Charny, who heads the non-profit restaurant with a team of volunteers and paid chefs. Not because I have to, he says, but because of my political convictions. I find our way of consuming and throwing out food is totally absurd, as if it had no value. Charny harvests most of the food for his restaurant from the huge Rungis wholesale market on the outskirts of Paris. There, tons of food reaching the end of its shelf life is thrown away every day. Meat, dairy, seafood, and produce. Charny is mostly interested in produce, since Friggin Pony is strictly vegetarian and sometimes vegan. In the kitchen area, Chef Santiago Rosero is working with today's ingredients, starting with potatoes.
I'm going to make a thick potato soup from my country, from Ecuador. And I had the idea to make the lentils in a risotto way with some pickled and roasted vegetables. And for dessert, I see that there are apples and bananas, so I'm going to try to make something with that.
Nearby, pastry chef Francis Leach is making shortbread.
Flavored with a little bit of orange zest and a little bit of pepper. And it's to go with the apple compote.
Many of the dishes have an ethnic flavor to them to cater to some of the restaurant's usual clientele, homeless migrants, whom Friggin Pony regularly invites in to eat and even sleep in the space. Most are Afghans, like Sultan Ali Tavakuli, who's dining tonight on a fragrant Afghan stew.
It's rice with potato and with pea. That's nice.
Bon appétit.
Merci, pareil.
Friggin Pony has staked out some unique territory among Paris restaurants, but it's not alone in addressing the issue of food waste. A new law here in France requires supermarkets to donate unsold food. But founder Aladin Charny says most food waste comes from the wholesalers, who are not covered under this law. That's why Friggin Pony goes to the wholesale market to reclaim food that would otherwise still be thrown away. Of course, the randomness of what's available can make for some interesting challenges. American expat Marty Hartzog is one of the cooks here.
I arrived once and all we had was cabbage and 50 kilos of parsnips and a bunch of oranges. And so then you just have to start getting really creative. It did end up being mostly a soup, but then I also made a really nice sauce with some overripe persimmons. So sometimes you get inspired by things you didn't think were possible.
And now and then, Hartzog says, she's got enough ingredients to make something truly elegant, like her most recent dish.
A white bean and lentil salad with oranges and fresh parsley and mint, and some roasted zucchini, a little bit of sesame seed, served with endives. So that was pretty nice.
Judging from the thumbs up at the tables, tonight's meal is a hit with the 80 or so migrant patrons. And as the evening progresses, there's even a party atmosphere. Now, for all its good intentions, the Friggin Pony restaurant is still illegal. and the local court has moved to shut it down. But founder Aladin Charny says he's hopeful they'll be able to work something out with the city. And no matter what, Charny says the group will keep finding ways to pursue its mission to reclaim wasted food and turn it into elegant cuisine. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.